See if this thing works.
Much knitting calls.
So this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Bob with Much Mating Call.
What the heck is that?
Everybody smiles.
It sounds like you eating celery with your butt cheeks. You're such a weirdo.
Well, you gotta start the show with some weird shit so people are like, what? Everybody be like, what?
Oh, by the way, speaking of weird things, Scott Baker left us a voicemail, but I don't have it up here. I don't know that we're supposed to play it or not, but I think I sent it to you, but you have to check your email to find it, so.
I don't know how to get my email anymore. Oh, I haven't checked that back in 4 years, man.
I know, you amaze me with your inabilities.
It was all like invitations to porn sites, and I got so swamped with it, I just had to, give it up.
Well, people got your number. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, okay. And you just kind of just give me a little hint of what he was.
That last week he was just, said people didn't listen. He's like, he's listening or something like that. So. That's the gist of it.
Okay. Well, I will figure out how to get in my email.
Yeah, figure out how to. Jeez Louise. Well, I'm glad that you were keeping it. I'm glad you were keeping it all clean. I have a special guest with me tonight.
Yeah.
So thanks for, being so couth. He's sitting here with me right now.
It's my puppet, Jasper. Hello, Jasper. Hello, Bob. How are you?
No, it's not my puppet, Jasper. And it's not the ukulele. I'm not going to play the ukulele.
Is it your dog, Freckles, or whatever?
No, Freckles is not up here. Thank God. He's a total spaz.
You don't really have any friends, so I can't even think who this would be. I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, we'll play 20 questions if you want to try to guess, but
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know.
We have another dog. If you want to guess that, I guess. But
I think it's not your brother or brother-in-law. I doubt that.
No.
It's not your father-in-law.
No. Uh-uh.
It's not your dad.
No, not my dad. No.
Oh, don't tell me it's that fat pig Mark from...
It's not Mark. And I don't think I would call him a fat pig. That's not very nice.
I didn't mean to say that.
My son meant hog.
I didn't mean pig. I meant hog. Okay, I'm sorry. That was
my son
nice.
Is here. He's going to tell us a story.
Oh, my God. No. Your son.
Yes, my son has been sitting right here, and you've been totally rude. And
I'm sorry, young man. I'm sorry. It was inappropriate. I did not know you were there. So.
Yeah, well, I just, you never know who's going to be here. It could be any one of the people you mentioned, but very doubtful. But no, my son has a story that... It's kind of funny, and I said, well, you should tell it. And he's like, no, you just tell it. I'm like, it didn't happen to me.
Right.
So I'm like, well, you got to tell it, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the rule, right?
Right, for sure.
So, and I know you've given me some grief over the years because, Miles Jr.'s been on several times to tell certain things. And I said, well, my kids are younger. And you're like, oh, whatever, And, so,
mm-hmm.
and now they're older, and so now he's here, so.
Sure.
So you want to tell him your story? You got to speak up and speak to the phone here, so. You can't be too shy. You have to use your, project a little bit.
So this is a story from my completely, I don't even know how to say it.
Well, don't say anything too, don't be talking like him.
My completely
can you hear him,
confident
Miles?
History teacher.
Yeah.
And it was class, like, one of the first few days of school, and he started a unit on Egypt, and he also said some other really regrettable stuff, like Rasputin, the helper of the British royal family. But this is a certain thing. We were talking about the pyramids, and he asked us what shape are the pyramids are again?
Do you have any idea, Miles, what shape the pyramids are?
The triangles.
Well, I suppose they're three-dimensional triangles.
Yeah.
And if they were a three-dimensional triangle, what would they be?
The ellipsoid.
It'd be a pyramid, for Christ's sake, they're pyramids.
Yeah, okay.
He said, what shape are the pyramids? They're pyramids.
Okay.
What kind of idiot? Hey,
I didn't know it was really a pop quiz, man. Easy, man. Come on.
Obviously, you and this guy are compadres in the history teacher, you know, wannabe category. They don't call them the pyramids for nothing, you know what I mean?
Right, it's triangle-ish shape.
Pyramidal.
It's trapezoid or something. It's not trapezoid.
So, yeah, he come home and told me this. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
This is great.
I don't know what's funnier, the fact that I think it's a funny story, or the fact that he didn't get it. That actually may be funnier. Is that he's as dumb as this guy who asked the question.
You know, I didn't have time to prepare my answer. You know,
I usually have a cheat sheet.
Basically.
You didn't give me time to write the answers on my hand.
You know, sorry. I wasn't really prepared for a pop quiz tonight. Of hard questions like this, I didn't.
Oh my goodness! You got another one?
Like what other kind of story?
I don't know. You've had a couple of stories about school. Something that you can tell. I don't want to hear about, you know, anybody.
Talk about chapel.
No, don't talk about chapel.
Chapel's the best part, though.
No, that's a little too personal.
Oh, man.
The one I'm thinking about that you told me. I'm not going to talk about that. We're not talking about that one. Oh, my Lord. Remind me after we get done recording, Miles. I'll tell you about that one.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
I know, I put him on the spot now. We just talked about doing the pyramid one, so I put him on the spot.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you got any questions, Miles? You always give me grief about, you know, I always ask Miles Jr. what's happening and what's he doing. And I give him grief. I give him a little bit of grief, and you get on me about it, so. Here's your opportunity, so. What was that?
How many spark plugs does a diesel engine have?
None.
Oh, damn it.
They have glow plugs. They don't have spark plugs.
And I'm out, then that's all my questions.
That's all your questions? Okay. Well, you're dismissed unless you get something else you want to say. Nothing?
No.
All right, see you later, bud.
All right, man. Peace out.
He's out now. So, anyway, I don't know you. Pyramids. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, pyramids, right? Yeah.
So, you'd never heard my son. Nobody's ever heard my son, I guess, so.
That's the first time I've heard your son's voice. I didn't know what to expect. I'm like, I don't know.
No, we've been talking about it for a while. And I said, he told me that story. I said, why don't you come on and tell it? So, There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's fine if you're something like Scatman Crothers or something. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Are you playing a game called Kick the Can?
Or Tracy Morgan. I'd love to hear your son of Tracy.
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah. No, he's not like Tracy Morgan.
No, I don't know what to expect. I don't know. I've seen pictures of your son. I go, what would his voice sound like?
It probably sounds kind of like mine, don't you think?
Not as whiny as you, no. Oh, no, that's it's actually true. Sounded normal, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
No, very normal sounding voice. I didn't know what to expect. I don't know.
What do you think he's going to sound like, you know, Jerry Lewis or something?
Well, so I was in the class, and the teacher said, what are the pyramids? What shape are the pyramids?
No, that's not a pyramid now, for cotton picking shake. Pyramid shake.
That's right. It was going to sound like Barney Fife. Well, now, wait a minute there, Andy.
That was very brave with young man to come on the show.
Yeah, it was, yeah. We've talked about it. This has not been an easy process, so.
I have tried so hard to get so many just ordinary people on the show, and they will not do it. Like, no.
Yeah. Well,
I won't do it.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
So, I did do something over the weekend, though.
Okay.
And I know, I love to tell you these because you get so jealous.
Oh, yeah. Why you're jealous
is beyond me, but you are jealous.
So I am jealous.
I played trivia over the weekend at a trivia thing.
Oh, I hate you. Oh.
See, I don't know what the deal is.
God.
They're all over the place down here, especially, you know, now it's getting cooler. And then up to the winter and then in the early spring, there's all kinds of trivia things.
Wasn't your last trivia story, you were in some weird location somewhere, like out in the middle of a park? Yes.
Yeah, we won that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some weird location.
It was in a cinder block building in the middle of a park.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this one was a little more normal. This is like a community center kind of situation.
Yeah.
And, actually, a very large community center. But anyway, so we're playing trivia for, you know, they're fundraisers a lot of times for various, you know, things like... you know, people who are, you know, injured or something, or children's charities and stuff like that. So this was another one of those charity type things. And I didn't tell you in the interim, I played that my work had a trivia thing and I was on the winning table for that. But, you know, I don't want to mention that to you, but.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Bring it. Go ahead.
And I kept the money on that one. I did not give it back. So, but anyway, we was at this charity one. We actually didn't win this one. We came in second place.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, by 2 points. So, anyway.
Nice.
There was some discrepancy on the score, but calmer heads prevailed, thankfully. So. I'm like, hey, whatever. First place, second place, they all get the same prize. What do we care?
All right.
So anyway, we're playing, and they it's kind of like small. They didn't have like a big tables. They had smaller tables, and so everybody's gathered around this table, and so I'm sitting. You know, I try to sit to where I'm not next to somebody so readily. Well, I made a mistake. I made a big mistake. I should have swapped out with my wife, but I did not, because she was on the end of the table, and I didn't think about it until it was too late. You know what I mean? So, so I spent the night at this trivia thing, and so it was like my wife on the end, then me, and then I was kind of in the middle of the table, and then there was this lady next to me who we played trivia before. I kind of know her, you know, basically from this and a few other things, but. There was a lot of alcohol at this thing. So the deal was if you bought it, you bought your table, you got, you know, free beer and wine.
Oh.
So, you know, and they were like in little cups so that you would, not get too much.
Right.
They're like the little plastic, not the big red plastic cups, but the small clear plastic cups.
Right,
and they're only filling those up like halfway, so you're getting like maybe 3 or 4 ounces of alcohol, or beer or wine. It wasn't alcohol, but you know what I mean. So
yeah.
Well, anyway, this lady throughout the night kept drinking more and more wine.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, Abe Lincoln's nose up in New Salem. You know, everybody touches the nose.
Yeah.
She was touching me all up and down my left side. And as the night progressed, it got worse and worse. And I'm flinching and flinching and flinching. And this lady, because she's, you know, kind of tipsy at this point, is not picking up on the fact that I'm not really digging it. You know what I mean?
How was she touching you? Like grabbing you? Or?
Well, she'd grab my shoulder and then she'd lean in. And, you know, because you do a lot of, sometimes you do a lot of whispering so that the other people don't hear your answers.
Yeah.
Especially on ones that are like harder that you got the answer to.
Well, sure.
And so she's leaning into me. Bob, what was that answer? And I'd say, it was pyramid. And then, but she kept doing that. And then she kept like talking and she was talking with her hands. And she like was touching me, like she touched my knee, and she touched like my thigh, and she's touching my fat love handles here, and like rubbing up and down my arm as she's talking, you know.
Oh my god, you're getting like some kind of lap dance or something.
Well, it was like a side dance, you know, like this side move. Yeah, right, it was a side dance. If you're into that kind of thing.
Well, you
have
to tell
she's
doing
it. Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know. But she kept it just progressively got worse as the night went on. By the end of the night, she was practically leaning against me. You know what I mean? And I was trying to be nice and polite, and I'm like pulling away, and I'm like up against my wife, and you know.
Yeah. Was this like Kathy Bates, or who was this? Like,
no, if you had to compare with somebody, like give you a comparison.
Yeah.
Okay, let me think here. To be honest with you, she's kind of like a Jane Fonda.
Oh.
But today, Jane Fonda today.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, all right. Yeah,
so, I mean, that, you know, she's not, she's certainly, probably at some point in the past, she was probably a very attractive woman, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, probably. Right. I mean, I didn't know her then. You know, I know her now, and she's retired, and her husband was there, and they're both retired, so I know them in their older age, you know. she has children almost as old as me, not quite, but almost.
Oh, wow, this is getting deep now.
Yeah,
wow.
And so, but I mean, honestly, she probably, I would say, comparatively speaking, probably, you know, probably a Jane Fonda-esque type person, yeah.
Wow, huh.
She's very nice, you know, but as she gets to drinking,
mm-hmm.
She just, I mean, she's handsy.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, some people are like that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she wants to touch you and, you know, talk to your ear and, you know. I'm just, I mean, you, of all, you know, if it was you, you probably would enjoy this.
Oh yeah, I was at that time of my life. Like,
you probably would have like turned your, you probably would have scooted your chair around so that you were a little more forward facing, I'm guessing.
Could you give me a back rub?
Well, you know what? She probably would have, so.
Oh, my neck is so stiff. Oh, God.
Yeah. And yeah, so anyway. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm getting like dusted here on my left side the whole night. It just is so uncomfortable.
Was she anywhere near your genitals at any point of this?
No,
or?
No, because I'm fat, so it's really hard to get them.
Yeah, well, sitting, that's true, yeah.
Sitting
that's
down, true, it's yeah. Not like they're, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah, that's true, yeah.
I got a
yeah.
Big leg here in the way. And
you're like a giant onion now. Yeah,
I'm like a giant, exactly, I'm a giant onion, yes.
She's peeling back the layers, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so. Oh, lucky guy, huh?
Well, you think lucky guy. I think it was really quite traumatizing.
You say second place, but I think you came out a winner.
Yeah, yeah, could be. So anyway, she's very sweet and very nice. Don't get me wrong. It's just the whole touching thing is just not my deal, you know. So
the Jane Fonda fat guy workout.
Yeah, that's right.
If you want to strengthen your hand, squeeze a fat man.
That's right. You got to squeeze a fat guy. It makes sure the arthritis does not come, you know, back in your fingers.
Ooh, Bob, I think I feel a lump right here in your breast. You might want to go check that out.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Oh, my Lord.
That is weird. Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I was probably, you know, maybe we would have got first place had I not been a little bit distracted by all that. You know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah. Was she planted by the other team? Like, hey, I know exactly.
Trust me, she wants to win. She's super competitive. But she had a little too much Franzia, you know, the wine in the box that they were giving out there.
Well, why not? Yeah. You know,
you paid for it because it's part of the deal. So.
Yeah, what the hell, man? It's all free, you know?
Yeah, so anyway, they did a lot. They did a good, it was a good fundraiser. We had fun, and then we got a prize pack, which was nice because, you know, if you win money at one of those charity things, you have to give it back because otherwise, like, okay, and they won the Cancer Kids charity trivia. Let's all give them a round of applause.
Yeah.
And here is your $500.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you want to take that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they give us like a bunch of, you know, like coupons for free appetizers and stuff like that. So.
A free handy.
Yeah, wow. That's right.
What else is going to do that? Huh?
Yeah, I think I already got mine.
Seems like, you did win. You won big.
So it was nice to get the you know, like a free pizza and stuff like that.
Did your wife see any of this going on at all?
Or? Oh yeah, she's just whatever.
Was she cracking up though? Like, cause she must know that like you don't like.
Oh yeah, you know, she knows. Really, yes, yeah, she knows.
She had me cracking up like, oh my god.
No, she was playing the game. She was in it to win it, you know. So. She's like, yeah, take one for the team tonight so that we can win this game.
If I only had a little more wine, I'd feel more competitive.
Yeah. So it was good though. We did well, and it was fun. Other than the, you know, kind of the later part of the game, there was, I felt like I was getting frisked.
Ooh, do you work out?
Yeah, that's right. I got the Pillsbury Doughboy workout. Yeah.
She pressed your belly.
Yeah, exactly.
Poppin' fresh. Wow, you lucky guy.
So yeah, next time, you know, if you want to come down, I'll put you in the seat next to her. So
I will. I'd gladly sit next to Nana, man. What the hell, man? Free action. What the hell, man?
I'm telling you.
I love drunken, handsy women. I love them.
I know you do.
I don't care. As long as my wife's okay with it, I'm okay with it. Yeah, what the hell, you know?
Jeez. So what's going on with you? Anything?
Oh, my God. No, I don't. No, I just, like, not really, no.
Okay. Nothing.
No, I mean, your story was so good, I don't even want to ruin it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I mean, are we good with time on this?
Yeah, we're good time. We're good on time.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, if we're going long, then I won't go. But I won't.
Oh, no, we're not going long. We're fine either way. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, I wanted to tell this story last week, and I think I have the courage to tell it.
Okay, go ahead.
And I don't mean to bring the mood down, and I'm not going to. This is not meant to bring anyone down, but, you know, I can be kind of an asshole.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, I can't help it, you know. I can't help it.
It's just the way I am.
It's just the way I am. And, like, you know, so, you know, as we spoke of last week briefly, I did have a death in the family, okay. And, of course, you know, people are looking for something to cheer themselves up with, right?
Okay.
You know, you're trying to find something funny out of the tragedy, right? You know,
sure.
You got to either laugh or cry. So they're going through some stuff with the deceased, and they find, and this is before I got there, but they find this list of, like, her old classmates from, like, high school.
Okay, like a, was it a list like that was handmade or just one that was printed out? Or?
Like the school, for whatever reason, I assume the school typed this out, but it was like, I mean, there's like, you know, probably like 200 kids, you know, or something. There's like a lot of names, right?
Really? The school printed it out, huh?
Yeah, for, I don't know, for what reason, I don't know.
Well, you know, when I graduated, I got a wallet-sized diploma.
Yeah.
And on the back of it was everybody's name.
Really?
Yeah, but there. But I went to a small school. There's only like less than 100 kids.
Oh, okay.
So it was really small, yeah. But you could actually read the names. I don't know where that went, but yeah, I got it, it had everybody's name on there that I graduated with. Yeah.
Of course, me and you are kind of like the kind of the beginning of like X and the end of like the baby boomer. So you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, yeah.
There wasn't like as many kids, you know, but
right.
So I mean, there's a lot of names. So you get the point. So. People are cracking up because it looks like next to each name, there's like a word or two.
Describing them?
Describing them. Okay, so there's cool, stuck up bitch. you know, just the general categories of, you know, of people. And, you know, that isn't bad, but, you know, just kind of, you know, cool. And then even my brother got blue. I don't know what that meant, but brother and sister were the same thing, the same grades. I was just having a hilarious time, you know, how my sister would take the time and write this list out, right?
Yeah, well, I also wonder what the timing was. Was it, like, right when she got the paper or, like, maybe years afterwards?
I assume it was probably done during high school.
Okay,
you know,
gotcha.
Back in the 70s, you know, the late 70s whatever it was. And, so everyone's so happy with this and so joyful, you know.
Yeah.
And so, guess what? I show up.
Hey,
here's Cody. So so I hear the story, everyone's happy, everyone's laughing. And I go, let me see that, right?
Yeah.
I go, this isn't her handwriting.
Oh!
Oh, my God, did I let the air out of the balloon?
You son of a bitch.
I know, everyone's sure I just turned like, you ruined the whole goddamn...
This was funny until you showed up.
I know. Why didn't I lie and say, oh, my God, this is so funny and hilarious? It was, but I go, this isn't her handwriting.
Oh, man.
And my sister looked at it and goes, you know what? You're right. This isn't. I'm like, oh, my God. Why did I do that? Why did I do that?
Because it's in your blood. You have to do these things.
I'm an asshole. I felt like a complete ass. Like, the whole, like, oh, my God. Why didn't I just lie? Why didn't I, Bob? Why? Why?
Yeah, well, it's like everything's, you know, just pushed it all back to shit.
Yeah, I know. That's why I ruined everything. So I'm sorry, everybody. You know, I've been watching.
Here comes Miles to shit in our pool.
Mm-hmm. I'm an asshole.
Nice job, Miles.
Yeah.
Good one. Boy, what an ass. I don't even know what else to say.